It is quite remarkable that the government of Germany is telling its own citizens to build bunkers in their basements and homes, basically to harden their own homes against war, while at the same time, the United States is moving nuclear warheads to the United Kingdom. Now, it's obvious that the leaders of Western Europe are expecting nuclear attacks. But why? Why are they expecting nuclear attacks? And the answer is because they plan to initiate them. They plan to attack Russia or provoke Russia at such a level that Russia will have no choice but to retaliate with nuclear weapons. This is the plan of Western leaders who are on a suicide mission to destroy the West. I mean, why else would they have wide open borders, for example? It's a suicide mission. It's a suicide cult. The whole climate change bullcrap narrative is nothing but an excuse for a suicide mission to tear down infrastructure, destroy local economies, destroy industry, destroy manufacturing, make everybody jobless and homeless, and then they will make sure that they get nuked. This is an extermination agenda across the West. Have no illusions what you're looking at here. This is a suicide slash extermination. I mean, why else would Joe Biden demand a deal in order to just limit the number of illegals coming across the Texas border to something like 180,000 a month? Like, that's supposed to be a win for Texas? That you're only going to allow 180,000 a month? That's Joe Biden's so-called deal. That's insane. That's total nonsense. That's a suicide mission. The right answer to that question should be zero. How many immigrants should cross the border? Zero if they're illegal. I mean, we openly accept legal immigrants who want to be part of the United States of America, but not illegal immigrants who are just violating federal law, crossing the border, invading and occupying this country. That's what they're doing. But again, it's a suicide cult on the part of the national leaders who are, you know, implicated in all of this. Now, back to Germany. Think about it. Germany allied with the United States that blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, which cut off Germany's affordable energy sources, making Germany and other Western European countries a lot more dependent on liquid natural gas exports from both the United States and also the Middle East, in particular Qatar. But then, because of the conflict in the Middle East, Qatar has halted all exports of LNG to Europe. And then because Biden wants to punish Texas, Biden has halted all new LNG exports out of the United States to Europe. So, you know, one, two, three. I mean, it's three strikes. You're out. Three different sources of energy cut off to Germany because of the United States. Think about it. The U.S. is gutting Western Europe. Germany used to be, you know, the leading industrial giant of Europe. No more. Now that's Russia. Russia is the industrial giant of Europe. Yes, Russia is part of Europe, by the way, Eastern Europe. But Germany's no longer the giant. Germany's collapsing. Germany can't even manufacture enough tanks and shells and military equipment to defend itself if Russia were to invade Germany, which it won't. Russia has no interest in invading Germany. But if they did, there's nothing Germany could really do about it. Germany also is a country run by libtard bureaucrat morons who are into virtue signaling, of course, and appeasing Greta Thunberg and shutting down their own domestic energy supplies in order to punish the German people while having Germany overrun by migrants. So that's very similar to what's happening, of course, in France and the UK and the United States and other countries. Just, they punish their own citizens. They destroy the domestic infrastructure. They invite unlimited numbers of illegals to come in and overrun their country. And then they tell their citizens to build bomb shelters in their basements because the Russians might attack. No, you know who's attacking Germany? It's the German government that's attacking Germany. The German government is at war with the people of Germany, just like Joe Biden is at war with the people of America, and Justin Trudeau is at war with the people of Canada, and so on. Every Western European or Western nation at this point, including obviously Australia and New Zealand, are at war with their own people. They are not representative democracies. They don't represent the people at all. They're not even democratic. They rig their elections and they fill the airwaves with propaganda from media that's paid off by government. And then the governments order big tech to censor any dissenting views so that there's only one allowable opinion that can be expressed in any of these countries. I mean, in Germany, they throw people in prison for publishing memes. In the UK, you can have police visit you and question you and possibly arrest you if you use the term tranny. Yeah, think about it. Oh, because that's some kind of an assault on somebody's fake, you know, delusional gender identity. But meanwhile, the UK is being totally invaded and overrun by illegal migrants. But if you say anything bad about those migrants, then you might also be visited by police. And you'll be called a racist and a xenophobe as well. Xenophobic? To want to have borders, don't you know? You're a xenophobe. It was Paul Craig Roberts that did an article recently. I forgot the title, but he was talking about how white Western culture is a suicide cult that will not survive because it's just flat out destroying itself. In white Western culture, you're not allowed to stand up for your country or defend your borders, and you have to appease all those who are interested in having your country overrun, you know, occupied by illegals. And Paul Craig Roberts is correct that Western culture has become a suicide cult. And I know people like this who will not stand up for America. They won't stand up for themselves. They won't stand up for their own values, but they will defend, and these are leftists, they will defend the rights of illegals to invade in an unlimited number. And something has gone so wrong in Western society that you can only describe it as mentally ill. Western culture is mentally ill. I was talking to somebody from Taiwan the other day too, and Taiwan is considered sort of the Western version of Asia or China, and Taiwan's being overrun by transgenders. You know, LGBT is taking over Taiwan just like it has many other Western nations, including Japan too, by the way, and there's quite an element in South Korea as well. But it's bad, folks. It's LGBT has become a religion that preys upon children and grooms children and mutilates children. But it's the one religion that is embraced and endorsed by the state itself, by the government. They hang LGBT flags from the Capitol building, for God's sake, and from the White House. They celebrate LGBT, but they despise the American flag, and they hate Americans, and they hate white people in particular. They hate Christians. They hate Trump supporters. So yes, it's a suicide cult, and our nation is on a suicide path. And I've said this before, it's worth repeating, that even if Trump wins this next election, it's over for America. Because America has become mentally ill and dysfunctional at such an extreme level that there's no recovering from it. A significant portion of the population has become all libtarded, woke-tarded, you know? I mean, it's idiocracy on steroids. How do you turn that around? Well, you don't. What happens historically is that you end up in a collapse. Your nation collapses and all the libtardedness vanishes in the collapse, by the way. And there's a mass die-off and a huge loss of, you know, money and banks and financial infrastructure and so on. And then you end up with just rubble of a nation that once was. And then out of that, you rebuild a new nation. And that's exactly the path that we're on. We're going to have to rebuild a new America at some point after the collapse of this one. And that new America, it'll probably start in Texas. And then it'll be 24 or 25 other states that go along with Texas as they are right now over the border dispute. And you'll have over half the states that will join the new America, perhaps. I mean, this is one way it could go. And then you'll have the Democrat-run states that will refuse to join the new America. They will want to continue with their libtard suicide cult, their mass psychosis, mental illness, violent crime on parade. I mean, every horrific thing you can imagine, all their demonism and Satanism and child pedophile grooming perverts, that many of whom are serving in public office, by the way, and running their schools. And those states will just collapse into, I guess at some point, just anarchy and despair. It'll be kind of like that time that the libtards in Seattle took over 6 city blocks. Remember that? What was that called? They captured 6 city blocks. This was during the Trump administration, I think. And they said, this is our new utopia. And they pretended to do gardening. They thought they were going to grow some food. Actually, what happened is they went out to Home Depot and bought a bunch of small tomato plants. And then they just threw them all over the ground, and all those plants died, and because they don't know how to garden, because they're woke-tard idiots. And the police, the Seattle police, fled the area. The governor of Washington State refused to do anything about it, didn't send in the National Guard, nothing. Just let this zone of left-wing libtard idiocracy run its course, and they started shooting and killing people. A few people were killed in that. And then it was like the rest of the country is watching and saying, this is insane. The police can't do anything about this? The National Guard can't do anything about this? And the answer is, it was because the governor of Washington and the police chief and the mayor of Seattle, they wanted it to happen. They tolerated it. Wasn't it called Chaz at first? I remember it went through a couple of different names. They tolerated it. They loved it. They loved the total left-wing collapse of the city of Seattle. They were probably unhappy that it didn't expand even more. So kind of getting back to the original topic, if you think that Germany is on the edge, telling their citizens to build bunkers in their basements, what do you think's coming for American cities that are run by woke-tard Democrats, huh? That will not enforce the law? When the Civil War gets underway and states like Texas secede from the Union and form their own new Union and say, we're done with Washington, D.C. We're done with the insanity. We're going to defend our borders. We're going to have honest currency. We're going to have a whole new system of government. We're going to get rid of all the corruption and all the Mitch McConnells and all the Nancy Pelosi's and everything else that's wrong with America. We're going to start fresh, and we're going to have a fair, free, abundant society. No censorship by the government, you know. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to carry firearms. When that happens and the left-wing states face off against that, who do you think is going to win? It's simple. It's simple. I mean, the left-wing states can't even defeat some Antifa hoodlums that took over their city. They won't even fight. The police won't even fight. The National Guard in Washington State won't even fight. The governor won't even fight. They won't fight for their own citizens. You think they're going to defeat free America? Not a chance. Free America is where people have passion and skills. They know how to grow food. They know how to clean firearms. They know how to reload ammo. They know how to fix things. They know how to change a tire, you know, which most people in left-wing cities don't know how to change a tire. I mean, you're laughing, but it's true. They don't know how to change a tire. Some of them don't know how to change a light bulb. And all you got to do is screw it in. So there is no way that libtard left-wing America is going to defeat real America. The real Americans who have skills, who have knowledge, who have determination, who have spirit, who have morals, and who have the rule of law and the Constitution on their side. So it's almost the last call here, folks. If you are currently living in libtard America, that would be a blue city or a blue, like a really strongly controlled blue state, you have a choice. Either you and your neighbors are going to have to split off from the libtards and form your own new state and join free America. And that'll probably happen in, you know, Eastern Oregon and Northern California, or actually most of California, most of Oregon, most of Washington, and so on. Most of Colorado, even almost all of Arizona and so on, will just join the free states, and they will kick away the tyrants that are running cities like, you know, San Francisco and Los Angeles and Seattle and Portland and so on. I mean, those cities are just going to burn. And real Americans will join the new free America. So you have a choice: either, you know, plan accordingly, prepare for that to happen, or move out of the blue states before that happens. That's your choice. No wonder everybody's coming to Texas. But a lot of people are also moving to Oklahoma. And frankly, places like Missouri are looking pretty good to a lot of people, or Indiana, or, you know, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, and so on. A lot of good places for people to get to. And the big move is underway right now. This is the pre-Civil War move that's underway. So take your positions, you know, decide where you want to be when the Civil War goes down, because once it begins, there's no moving around. You're going to be wherever you're at. And you better hope that you're well prepared. A couple of plugs on preparedness, by the way. Satellite phones, you can get them at SAT123.com. Body armor, where it's legal, not legal in New York State, I believe, but you can get body armor. Discount code RANGER gets you 10% off at hoplitearmor.com. That's H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. Really high-end armor, engineered in America, made in America. I love it. And for customized high-end Glocks and folding ARs, including folding AR pistols, go to shieldarms.com. Shieldarms.com, discount code RANGER gets you 10% off. They also have a concealed carry fanny pack there that's pretty cool, with magnets. Yeah, I know. Check it out. They're bringing back the fanny pack. So cool. I don't earn anything on those purchases there, but they gave me a discount code to pass along to you, so I'm passing it along. They did give me some gear for evaluation, though, and I love it. Good stuff. And, of course, healthrangerstore.com for your preparedness food supplies. Certified organic, lab-tested, rugged, Ranger buckets. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Get ready. Be safe. God bless America. God bless Texas. Take care. We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there, that's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested. An amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab-tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the brain support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar, and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. It's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care, preparedness, or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. Some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.